It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Read Turn Your Boring Bath into a Power Shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. We want to talk to you about your home improvement projects, your do-it-yourself dilemmas. What are you doing? What are you working on? Look around your house right now. If your house has a color scheme that reminds you of Las Vegas, call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT for some painting advice. If your floors are squeaking, call us now at 888-MONEYPIT. Whatever you want to do, whatever you want to work on, we're here to help you get the job done. We have a good hour planned for you. First up, wondering how you can stay in your home as long as possible. What changes can you make that will help you stay in that house as long as possible? Well, there's plenty you can do. You'll find these changes convenient now and essential as you go on. We're going to tell you what you need to know.
And do you know if you live in one of the top 10 states that are at risk for mold? You would be surprised. Mold is not only growing in the states that you think it is. In fact, it's not just the rainy places, which is what you might be thinking about. We're going to tell you about which states are the most at risk and give you some tips to keep mold away from your home later this hour.
And if you call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, you'll get the answer to your home improvement question and a chance at winning a great prize from Ryobi, the new OnePlus 18-volt blower. Hey, it's spring. You want to get outside, clean up around your house? This thing is lightweight. It's powerful. It's perfect for light-duty cleanups on decks, sidewalks, driveways, all of those droppings from the trees that are falling this time or been laying there all winter long. Call us right now. It's worth $30. We're going to give one to one lucky caller to 888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's first?
Sandy in New York finds the Money Pit on WABC. What can we do for you today?
Hi. I just finished painting my kitchen cabinets inside and out. And some of the outside came out okay, but some of it, it seems like part of the roller, the fuzz from the roller came off.
Oh, you see some of the nap or the hair
the nap,
in the
exactly.
paint. Do you see the fibers or you just see the sort of the pattern that they made?
Yeah, it looks like little pieces or dots or something on the outside. It looks ugly. Yeah,
did you use new rollers?
All new rollers.
Huh. That's rather unusual.
Is it?
For it to come in. I can't imagine. I don't think it's ever happened to me. But, you know, if you had a bad roller, I guess it's possible. Unfortunately, now, if it's embedded into the paint, the paint's dry. There's nothing that you can do short of sanding it down to a flat surface and putting an additional coat on.
Yeah, redoing that area.
If you want to be super sure to not have the problem again, try the foam rollers.
Yeah. I was going to actually buy the foam rollers, but when I read the directions, it just didn't seem that it would.
It does a pretty good job.
That I wanted. I wanted a very smooth finish.
Well, I think it gives pretty smooth. Yeah,
a very smooth finish.
Do they?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes they give a little bit of texture depending on how hard you press into it as you're rolling. But
it's really
great for smooth surfaces to get a nice, good flow of paint and make.
Can
things
I go
look really
over
even.
This with a foam roller once I sand it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And it's also nice for a small project like a kitchen cabinet where you don't want to use a big 12-inch wide roller. You can use the smaller ones that are only about 4 inches
yeah,
wide.
little hot dog
roller. A lot easier to handle.
Also, Sandy, make sure that when you sand down the area that's given you some trouble, as you're repainting on top of the area that was problematic and then the area around it, make sure you sort of feather your paint out around it so you don't end up with this harsh line of where the new paint job and the old paint job are.
When you say feather it, what do you mean?
Roll it out and then take a brush and sort of wisp it away into the paint that's already there. So it's not just a harsh line. Let it sort of flow loosely into the other one.
I got you. Okay, I'll try that. And what number sandpaper should I use?
About 150 first, and then I would do a second sanding with about 220.
Okay, great. Oh, that sounds terrific. I'll give it a shot.
And by the way, Sandy, make sure you use a tack cloth to pull out all that dust before you start.
Oh, yeah, I do. I have some left.
All right, good girl. Thanks so much for calling
us. Thanks so much.
888 Money Pit.
Mark in Florida, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you?
I'm in Pensacola. I'm a fairly new homeowner, and I have an in-ground swimming pool in my backyard, and I got the stereotypical concrete decking around it, but I'd like to liven it up a little bit and put down some porcelain tile. Okay. Do I have to worry about any type of additive to grout or thinset in order to be resilient enough to take on the battles of chlorine?
Oh, no. I mean, chlorine is corrosive, but, you know, sand grout or epoxy grout are both designed to stand up to chlorine. I mean, chlorine is in all the water, not only the pool water, but it's in the water that
in
we drink.
Drinking water.
You know, it stands up to it on shower walls and bath walls and things like that. So you don't have to worry so much about the chlorine.
You do have to make sure, especially with ceramic tile you're saying you want to put outside by the pool, you want to make sure you choose something that's specifically rated for floors and that can maintain a stability during, you know, very wet situations, which is what you're going to have in Florida and around the pool. You want to make sure that people are staying on their feet and not slipping and sliding. So you need to make sure that that slip resistance rating is appropriate for that.
Oh, absolutely. And it's probably going to be a porcelain tile because of the freeze rating. But I was worried about the chlorine not just splashing on it, but maybe pooling or puddling on it and sitting for a long time if it could seep into the grout or anything like that and then cause it to lift up later.
No, I mean, that's not really any more than any other moisture that could get on there. So I wouldn't worry about the chlorine. I think that'll be fine with any grout you choose.
That's the answer to my question then. Not a problem.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
If you're in Chicago, you can find the Money Pit on WYLL, just like Naomi does. What's going on at your house?
Hi, thank you. During the early part of the year, our old Chicago bungalow, which had sheet metal gutters, ice and snow melted and froze in the gutters. And then at one point, the gutter fell to the ground, and the other part was still up there. My problem is I want to, you know, replace the gutters, the sheet metal gutters, by having a workman or two come and solder it back together. Can I do that? I can't find them in the telephone book.
I think, Naomi, this is a job for a gutter repair company that perhaps is accustomed to working with these. I think that you may be hard-pressed to find someone that knows how to solder, but they may be able to do a mechanical connection.
Are you interested in keeping the sheet metal ones because of a historical aspect? Because it might be more cost-effective just to get completely new gutters.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well.
Well, I don't want to replace the roof at this time, and I think it would be difficult to replace the roof after you get new gutters put up. So
why do you have to replace the roof?
Meant it when I am ready to in a few years.
But you don't have to touch the roof to put new gutters up.
Oh, no, I know that. My thought is if I put up the new gutters, then the roofing will be difficult for the men without damaging the new aluminum gutters.
Well, not necessarily, and I would suggest this to you, Naomi. You can put the gutters up with instead of using gutter nails, you can use lag bolts. There's a very long bolt that's specially designed for gutters. It usually has a Phillips head, and it has like a lag screw on it. So you can physically remove the gutters when it comes time to replace the roof without worrying about damaging them.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So why don't you think about doing that? Because, you know, repairing gutters is usually not something that's cost effective. For the cost of getting somebody there to do that work, you could probably replace them completely. Naomi, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Pat in Nebraska listening on KFOR. What's going on at your house?
Oh, well, you would not believe this.
Uh-oh, try us.
I have a two-story house, and my upper stairs bathroom, the toilet itself, will actually go ahead and drain itself down.
You mean like it'll just sort of flush on its own?
No, it does not flush. The tank and stuff always stays, like, full.
Right.
But the bowl empties out?
The bowl empties out. It's real frustrating when you have to go up there with a plunger, you know.
And is it a toilet that you frequently use, or is it sort of in a spare room that nobody really bothers with?
No. It's used quite often.
Well, I'm not sure that this will solve it, but have you changed the fill in the flush valves?
Oh, yes.
Because once the bowl, the water should be steady because there's a trap there that basically the water fills. If when the bowl is filled, it sits, and there's a trap here that sort of holds the water in place until you lift the flush valve and the water drains in and it pulls out. But if your flush valve is leaking, that could cause this problem.
No, it doesn't leak at all. I even put dye into it.
No, really?
Yeah.
What's probably happening in your house is you have a blocked vent, and because the toilet can't vent normally, it's trying to pull that air from the different traps around the toilet, and that's what's causing the water to actually go down. The solution here is to snake out the drain pipe from the roof on down, because somewhere there's an obstruction in the vent pipe, and that's what's causing suction on the bowl, which is making the water go down.
Well, I'll have to give that a shot.
All right, Pat, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey, Money Pit listeners, is your deck and yard perhaps looking a little bit less than summer ready? Well, we can help, because now you can call in your home repair or your home improvement question 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, anytime that question pops into your mind at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Up next, a recent study finds that climate is not necessarily a major contributor to mold problems across the country. You will be surprised to learn what states have serious mold problems, and we're going to tell you that and how to prevent it in your house after this.
You live in a money pit.
Mold is in your house. Chances are it's breeding behind your walls. In fact, it's been estimated that 70% of all homes could have mold in their wall cavities, particularly when moisture is present. Fortunately, there's an ingenious new way to fight the problem. You see, until now, drywall had paper on both sides, and mold eats paper. Which is why more people are insisting on a new paperless drywall called Denz Armor from Georgia-Pacific. Unlike conventional paper-faced drywall, Denz Armor has glass mat facings on both sides, and no paper on the surface means one less place for mold to get started. It's that simple and that revolutionary. If you are building or remodeling, stop feeding mold by using Denz Armor. To find out more, go to stopfeedingmold.com or ask about it at your local building supply retailer.
When it's time to choose a new entryway for your home, choose the brand more building professionals prefer, Therma-True Doors. Therma-True pioneered the fiberglass door. Today, Therma-True Doors come in more styles and colors than any other brand. Classic Craft represents Therma-True's premium collection. Fiber Classic is Therma-True's original wood grain fiberglass door. Or choose Smooth Star fiberglass for the look of smooth painted wood. But no matter which Therma-True entryway you select, you've chosen the most preferred name in the business. Visit Therma-True.com.
So AARP has a series of tips for homeowners who want to improve their homes, make them safer and more comfortable. And I found these tips on their website, aarp.org/homedesign. In the bathroom alone, I widened the door, installed brighter light bulbs, and put non-slip surfacing on the floor tiles. Instead of wishing my house had improvements, I'm making them.
To bring comfort, safety, and a future to any home, visit us online at aarp.org/homedesign.
Your lawn is a battleground. Good versus evil. Weeds versus grass. Want to win the war? Then use StayGreen Weed and Feed, found exclusively at Lowe's. It's the best defense because it kills weeds 2 times faster than anything we've ever made. And it controls 175 types of weeds while feeding your lawn. So drop by Lowe's today and pick up a secret weapon. StayGreen Weed and Feed, proud partners of Busch Gardens.
Table saw. 18-volt drill driver. 8-piece combo kit.
You don't have to just wish you had the power tools you really want. With Ryobi, you can actually afford them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. And they sound really good, too. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by April Air, makers of professionally installed high-efficiency air cleaners. For more information, go to aprilair.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, making good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And the survey results are in. Listening to this program results in 30% fewer trips to the emergency room from home improvement faux pas. So call us right now. Let us help you get the job done once, done right, and done safely. 888-MONEY-PIT.
Not only are we helping you get the job done safely, we're also giving you the tools to get the job done. This hour, we've got a great prize for one lucky caller who asks their question on air. So call in. Don't be afraid. We're kind and fun to talk to, and we've got answers. We have for you the Ryobi One Plus 18-volt blower. This is fantastic. They've just introduced some new lawn and garden tools at the International Builder Show this year. So this is brand new. It goes along with their One Plus battery system. It is great for this time of year when you're straightening up and freshening up your yard to get out there and enjoy it. So call in. It could be yours.
1-888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974. Okay, we were talking about mold. There was a recent study by the Green Guard Environmental Institute that ranked each state for the risk of mold in homes and businesses. And check this out. According to the study, Texas is the number one state.
I think that's a little bit surprising.
Why? Because it's too hot?
Texas seems kind of, you know, even though it's humid, it's kind of dry there. It never gets really too cold.
Even more surprising, okay, Florida is similar to Texas. Oklahoma, South Carolina, Nevada, and, you ready for this? Arizona, which is mostly desert, has a high risk of mold. So that should
Arizona's
be a reminder.
In the top 10?
Yep, that should be a reminder to us that mold can affect us no matter where we live. And because water is the main ingredient for mold, the first step in preventing mold is to prevent the water from getting into your house.
Yeah, and you really want to think about waterproofing your home. And there are a lot of products available on the market that are going to help you to waterproof your house. For example, many professional contractors use premium underlayments underneath your roof coverings. This is going to prevent leaks that are caused by rain or ice damming, and this all depends on where you are in the country. A non-adhering underlayment such as Grace Triflex 30 is something that can be unrolled and manually fastened to a roof with cap nails or even staples. And no matter where you live, you need to remember that your home is at risk for damage causing mold. And not only can it depreciate your home's value, it can create a costly repair bill and not to mention pose some serious health risks to you and your family. If you want some more information about waterproofing your home and some waterproofing products that are available on the market, there's a great website. It's www.graceathome.com and you can find all the information there.
Or you can call us right now at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Leslie, who's next?
Bill in Arkansas is remodeling a bathroom. How can we help?
We have a two-story house with one bathroom, and we're trying to take the approach of remodeling the bathroom ourselves and trying to figure the best order of things to be able to do it without inconveniencing our neighbors and friends too much for using their shower or facilities.
Yeah. Boy, that's a risky project, huh? Redoing the only bathroom you have in the house.
Yeah, we're a little trepidatious regarding that.
I mean, you can really take things down. I mean, are you taking things down to the studs and retiling and re-wallboarding? And
that's what we're wanting to do. Basically, when they remodeled the house before we bought it, the bathroom had some plywood and threw carpet over top of it. And of course, that's the last thing you want in the bathroom. So we know we want to pretty much start from there up. And it's old clawfoot tub, and we want to keep that, but obviously it's going to have to come out. And whether we can tile half the floor, get the bathtub part of it, and then connect it, that's what we're not sure whether we'd be able to do and have a good finish where it looks professional.
Well, the first thing is that you need to kind of work this room from the bottom up. So I would start by exposing the subfloor right now and seeing what kind of condition it's in. If it's in solid condition, you can tile
and
over
obviously
that.
Obviously, I would keep the floor under the tub until the last.
Yeah, absolutely. But if you have a continuous surface that's nice and flat, then that's a good thing. Now, in terms of the walls, are you going to go down to the studs?
Well, since we have the clawfoot tub shower combination with the hanging old-time shower curtain, we've debated whether we truly are going to need to go ahead and put up our backer board and tile everything, or whether we just want to go ahead and use one of the more resistant
wall boards that are covered with like a fiberglass, like a Den's Armor.
Yeah, you know, you could use Den's Armor from Georgia-Pacific as a backer board on that fiberglass face. And they also have Den's Armor tile backer that's not organic, so it's not going to grow any mold. So I think you could possibly go on top of that.
Great.
And that takes care of that. Now, you know, in terms of the toilet itself, that's actually not so difficult to take out tile and then put back within a fairly short period of time. And the last thing is the sink. And if you're going to have to not be able to use the sink, just arrange that you don't have
the sink and the tub out of commission at the same time.
At the same time, exactly. So you could use one or the other.
And the sink's a little easier because, bottom line, we could brush our teeth down in the kitchen.
Well, that's
exactly
right. Yep. And, you know, you could do a sponge bath if you had to.
Even if it's just for a day.
It is one of those big double sinks. So, hey, that's...
There you go. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. 888-666-3974.
JD in New York wants to get some paint off a brick. How can we help? What's going on?
Okay. Hey, I've got multiple layers of paint on exterior brick, and what I'd like to do is I'd like to get it off and restore the brick to its original look.
Well, you can do it with a chemical stripper. It's a boatload of work,
but I think that's the most effective way.
Yeah, if you try to sandblast it,
you can really damage the brick.
Yeah, you can damage the masonry.
Even if you try to power wash it, you can damage the masonry.
Yep.
I've tried power washing.
Well, yeah. You want to make sure the key to being able to effectively remove the paint, you want to use a gel or a paste type of paint stripper, and it's going to be a lot of peeling and a lot of tedious work, but those are going to be the most effective. And if the brick was in good condition when the paint was applied, then it should come off more easily than if the brick was in pretty bad shape.
I would imagine this paint's been on... Well, let's go 50 years. It's been on probably since the house was here. So I would imagine the underlying brick is probably fine.
Yeah, and, you know, it doesn't really wear out. So, just taking your time and using a chemical stripper and working that paint off, you know, do it in a small area so that you can get some of that paint away and evaluate the brick and see what condition it's in. But you may find that it's very attractive and you're encouraged to keep going.
And if you find that you have some stubborn areas where the paint and the chemicals are just not coming off after your initial cleaning and removal, you want to scrub those areas with a stiff bristle brush, not a wire brush, to help get rid of some things and just rinse with clean water. And when you paint, or you're going to repaint, or if you're leaving the brick and you're happy with the way it looks, you want to make sure that once you do this paint removal, it has months to dry out. Now is the perfect time of year, because you want to make sure that that moisture doesn't stay within the bricks, because if it gets really cold and it freezes, you could break all those bricks.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, where we like to talk about four-letter words like mold. M-O-L-D. Yuck. You know, it can often turn up in bathrooms and especially on the ceiling. I've got some of my ceiling right now, as a matter of fact. It kind of matches the mold that's in my refrigerator.
But basically, I think that's penicillin.
Anywhere where there's, and that's the good stuff, right?
Yeah,
anywhere
exactly.
Where there's condensation that can accumulate, you can get a mold problem. If you have questions about mold, if you want to prevent it from growing in your house, you can go to moneypit.com, go to the ideas and tips section, and look for our mold resource guide. It's free. It's available right on moneypit.com. We'll be back with more tips after this.
You live in a money pit.
Stay Green Lawn Care products and gardening supplies provide practical solutions for seasonal lawn and garden needs at value prices. Stay Green products are available exclusively at Lowe's and come with a written guarantee printed on every package and label. The complete line of Stay Green fertilizers, growing media, weed controls, and grass seed help keep lawns looking beautiful year-round and are the perfect blend of science and technology at an affordable price.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, where we believe it's okay to fix stuff that's not broken. Do you agree? Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Any excuse to have a project and break your tools out, really.
Absolutely. 888-666-3974. Let's talk about the jobs that you want to get done in your house this spring. 888-MONEYPIT. Hey, did you hear something today that made you say, well, that's exactly what I wanted to know? We hope so. And if you missed the answer or you want to hear it again, you can go to moneypit.com and play it again online, because all of our shows are available. They are searchable and they're available for free at moneypit.com.
And you don't even have to write it down. You can just print out the transcript and all the information you need is right there.
Absolutely. Or you can call us right now at 888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's next?
Richard in Rhode Island finds the Money Pit on WPRO. What's going on at your Money Pit?
I have a new home and a new attached garage. However, the water keeps seeping through a crack in the new foundation. I had it chiseled out. They put hydraulic cement in it. They said that would alleviate the problem. I subsequently took my backhoe and tried to grade and divert some of the water away from the house. And the heavy rainy days, the water still seeps through that same crack that they quote-unquote fixed. Mm-hmm.
You said they put in a hydraulic cement there.
Correct.
I would prefer an epoxy patching compound or a flowable urethane.
Because it will adhere better to it, that concrete
better
that's already there.
You see, you got a crack, so that's always going to be the weak link. I mean, when you get water that collects on the outside of the foundation, it's going to find the weak link and find its way in. But rather than a cement, I would have much preferred to have used an epoxy in that. And how far did you have to dig down to expose this?
It was all the way down from grade level down to the base, which is about 7 to 8 feet
down. Oh, boy. So, well, at this point, you know, short of you digging that out again, this is really just going to be a water management issue. I mean, you could epoxy patch it on the inside, and that might help a little bit, but keeping the water away from this, such as the grading that you've done, is going to be the best way to slow it down.
What about your gutters, Richard? Do you have gutters on the house?
Brand new gutters, actually. But what happened was the excavator ended up putting the boulders along the foundation. He said, oh, that's fine, and I'm sure the water is finding its way back through there somehow.
Wait a minute, say that again. He put what along the foundation?
The boulders of the surrounding...
Oh, and he pushed boulders back in? He pushed stone back in?
Correct.
Yeah, listen, if you don't build up your grade correctly and that soil is not properly tamped down, clean fill dirt, tamped all the way up to the surface, covered with just a tiny bit of topsoil and sloping away from the wall so that it drops off, say, 6 inches on 4 feet. If you don't have letter perfect grade like that, and if you have a lot of loose stone and loose fill and boulders in there, what's going to happen is no matter what you do to that crack, water is going to collect on the other side of it.
Incredible. Is this epoxy rather going to adhere to it? Can I have them reapply
yeah.
that, or will it not do so because of this
stick.
Hydraulic cement?
No, it'll stick. Check out the products from Abocast, A-B-O-C-A-S-T. They make some really good quality epoxy patching compounds that I think this would be perfectly suited for.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Talking Windows with John in New York, who listens on WABC. How can we help?
I have a 4x4 picture window, which was insulated, and I bought 2 years ago. And at the bottom corner especially, it leaks water, I would say, during the warmer months of the year. During the winter, it hasn't leaked.
And it's always, you've seen this leaky condition the entire life of the window, or this is a new situation?
It began, I'd say, almost immediately, you know, maybe 3 or 4 months.
Was it installed in the season where you have the problem, or was it installed in the winter and then you saw the problem in the summer?
It was installed in September of that year.
John, what kind of siding do you have?
I have asbestos shingles.
Because obviously there's a problem with the flashing here, and what we're going to recommend is that you remove those asbestos shingles, and that doesn't sound like it's as terrible a job as you might think. There's a trick of the trade to removing asbestos shingles, and that is to not try to pry them off as you would if it was wood clapboard or anything other type of a siding. Basically, you take a nail set and you drive the nail that's holding the shingle actually through it to the other side and sort of pull the shingle off and use a slightly larger nail to put back in. But once you pull the shingles off, you're going to have to redo the flashing around the windows. And there are new high-tech flashing materials that can help you with that.
Because it sounds like it's a movement issue. As things are expanding and contracting seasonally, the flashing just doesn't cover the gap that needs to. So there are more flexible membranes that are going to move and adapt to situations depending on the climate, as the building shifts. That'll really help alleviate this problem.
You know, Grace makes a lot of really good flexible flashings. Their website is graceathome.com. And these are premium high-tech flashings that can kind of go around unusually shaped areas, like around windows and doors, and seal out the water. But obviously, this is a flashing problem. It probably gets worse when you get rain from a certain direction. It's not that unusual. But the best way to fix this is to stop caulking and things like that, John, and just take the siding off and reflash it and then replace the siding.
Listening in on WENI, we've got Tim in New York. What's going on at your money pit?
Yes, I just had a question regarding restoring the original luster of black porcelain sink. It's about 5 years old, and you know the color is supposed to go all the way through. And I wanted to find out how to go about doing that.
Well, unfortunately, the darker the color, the shorter the life. That's what it seems to be. You know, when you have a white porcelain product, it seems to last, you know, indefinitely. But the darker ones seem to wear and haze, and that's what makes them kind of look lighter. There is no way that I'm aware of that you can restore the original luster of that short of reglazing, which is a costly and time-consuming process. But when you have dark fixtures like that, and when you're, if you're absolutely sure that there's nothing on there in terms of
there's no lime deposit or
calcium deposit, right, that's causing this, then there's really no easy way to bring that to the original color short of a repeat of the glazing process.
Oh, I see. So it would be really involved. Okay.
I mean, have you tried like a CLR or something that's made to remove calcium and lime and buildup that you would see in a sink situation?
Yes, I've tried those products, and it just, you know, like you were saying, it has a hazy look to it, you know, almost like oxidation on an older...
Yeah, exactly. That's going to be normal wear and tear in a dark sink like that, Tim. Sorry.
I see.
Sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's not, but you know what? Maybe now you'll learn to live with it, right?
That's exactly right.
All right, Tim, thanks so much for calling us at
888-MONEY-PIT.
You're welcome.
You are listening to The Money Pit. So do you want to stay in your current home as long as you possibly can? Well, why not? You love it there. And in fact, most older Americans are telling our friends at the AARP that they definitely want to do so. Coming up, we're going to find out what you need to do today so that you can stay in your home for lots of tomorrows. So stick around.
Money Pit!
I want to keep my home for as long as I can because there are a lot of memories here. I read a little bit about making my house more comfortable and wanted to make my mom's house safer too. AARP told me about making mom's bedroom door wider and taping down her floor rugs. And I added handrails to our staircases. It was all simple and inexpensive thanks to AARP's tips. Now our homes fit our lifestyles and are ready for years to come.
To bring comfort, safety, and a future to any home, visit us online at aarp.org/homedesign.
Dad, can you make sure there are no monsters under my bed?
Anything for you, princess.
Don't forget the dust mites in my pillow. And the pollen, spores, and bacteria in the air.
I'll cast a magic spell to make them disappear.
Dad, this isn't a fairy tale. We need an April Air high-efficiency air cleaner to trap up to 99% of the harmful particles from our air. There's even an April Air electronic air cleaner that traps viruses.
Protect your family from bacteria, viruses, and other airborne impurities with an April Air high-efficiency air cleaner. April Air, the best in indoor air comfort.
Look at your lawn. Is it in sorry shape? No lush, green, healthy grass? Sounds like your lawn could use a good stick-to-the-ribs meal, chock full of nutrients. So feed it already with Stay Green Extended Feed Turf Fertilizer, found exclusively at Lowe's. Just one application of Stay Green Extended Feed has nutrients your lawn hungers for to keep it green for up to 5 months. Pick up a bag at Lowe's today. Stay Green, proud partners of Busch Gardens.
Somewhere, a guy is tossing his golf clubs into the water. But you'd rather build, say, a burled maple coffee table. Ryobi woodworking tools let you do it. Ryobi gives you the power and precision you need to succeed at prices that help you get going. Of course, there's still some equipment involved, but it's power tools, and you don't have to wear those funny clothes to use them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
That's just beautiful.
Give your home an attraction that reaches all the way to the curb. Add a Classic Craft fiberglass entryway from Therma-True. Classic Craft, a stunning AccuGrain technology, captures all the beauty and luxury of premium hardwood, but won't split, crack, or rot. Add a sparkling custom touch with decorative glass door tiles, side lights, and transom, too. When you do, studies show your home's perceived value rises as much as 6%. Let the curb appeal of a Classic Craft entryway enhance your home's look and value. Visit Therma-True.com. AOL's new real estate site has answers for just about everything a homeowner, buyer, seller, or renter may have. In fact, it's like they're reading your mind.
Hello?
Hello? Who said that?
Me, down here. I'm AOL Real Estate. Got any questions about your house?
Well, I feel a little strange talking to a website, but I do have a question about wooden siding. I live near a wooded area, and sometimes...
Aluminum pie pans.
I beg your pardon?
Aluminum pie pans. Hang them from your eaves. Scares the bejeevers out of them woodpeckers.
Wow, that's what I was thinking. Okay, I have a 60s-style bungalow, and every once in a while...
4-inch retro-style moisture-proof tile in your bath. Lose that wet dog smell.
That was weird. Okay, concrete driveway and...
Vapor permeable sealer. Make spills yesterday.
Pink paint.
Lead composition. Stabilize with 3-in-1 primer. Paint over with an Aegean blue to match your eyes.
I think I love you. AOL Real Estate. So smart, it's amazing. Go to realestate.aol.com to see our own answer man, Tom Kreitler, in action. AARP is proud to sponsor The Money Pit. Visit www.aarp.org/homedesign to learn more about making your home more functional and comfortable for years to come.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We're like your handy neighbors who know everything about power tools, except we won't loan them to you.
That's why we give them away. We're going to be giving away a great prize this hour. One lucky caller who calls in and asks us their question on air will not only receive an answer, but they are going to also receive the Ryobi One Plus 18 Volt Blower. It just came out this season, so it's brand new. It's part of their One Plus 18 Volt tool lineup, which means one battery works on all the tools. It's lightweight, but it packs a powerful bunch of airflow. So as you're cleaning everything up around that yard, getting ready for the spring and summer, it's really going to help you do the job well. It's got a grip zone over mold handle. It's really comfortable to use. And best of all, for you, it's free. So call in now.
1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Call us right now with your home care questions. Speaking of which, you know, taking care of your home will not only keep you safer and more comfortable, it will also allow you to keep up its value and allow you to stay in it as long as possible. So it's always a good idea to take care of your number one investment.
That's right, Tom. And here are a few things that you can do to help keep your house in tip-top shape. You want to make sure that every month you test your smoke detectors. It's very important to make sure you keep your family safe, so do that. Also, test and reset your ground fault circuit interrupters. And also, check the gauge on your fire extinguishers. You should have one in the kitchen. If you've got a fireplace, you should keep one nearby there. If you've got a workshop, keep one there as well. Keep them where they make sense.
And if you're wondering what a ground fault circuit interrupter is, and probably don't even know that you have one, it's the outlet with the test and the reset button in it. You know, we use these words and sentences without regard to the fact that you may not know what we're talking about. So every once in a while, we'll stop and clarify it. Or you can call us at 888-MONEYPIT. You know, some other things you can do, at least twice a year, you want to check all of your faucets and under the sinks for leaks. I can't tell you how many times in the years I spent as a professional home inspector that I found leaks under sinks that have been going on for a long time.
Like,
how do I know
that? Water or just a drip?
Well, the rotted bottom of the sink cabinet is a clue.
Oh.
You got to check down there, and I'll tell you how to do it. You want to plug the sink and then run it up to the overflow, because sometimes the overflow rots out too.
Is where the leaky is.
Exactly. So you really need to check those sinks periodically. Also, clean the coils in the back of the refrigerator. That's a good idea because it makes the refrigerator more efficient. Without that dirt on it, it actually cools easier, uses less electricity. And you also want to drain a few gallons of water from your water heater periodically to prevent sediment buildup, which can basically sort of be an insulator between the flame and the water itself.
Yeah, these are some great ideas. And if you want some more quick checks and repairs that are going to help ensure your future in your home now and for years to come, go to our friends at the AARP. Their website is aarp.org/home design. That website again is aarp.org/home design. They've got a full calendar based on what you need to be doing, when you should be doing it. Really helpful information there, so check it out.
1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's next?
John from New Jersey finds the Money Pit on WABC. What can we help you with at your home?
Actually, I'm in the process of putting on a two-car garage. We're in the process of actually getting a variance for it. But my question is, I'm going to be putting possibly a loft above it with potential to turn it into a room if we need so down the road. My question is, would that impact my taxes if it's just a loft for storage unfinished?
If it's unfinished, it probably won't. If it's finished living space, it probably will. But you know, make sure that when you build this that you do get a permit so that it's built correctly, because I'm also concerned about structurally you getting it right, mm-hmm. John.
Oh, no, I have an architect on the books. I'm going to be having a hearing in the next week or so as far as the variance is concerned. Now, this is going to be done correctly and with permits and variances and whatnot, everything.
Well, the bottom line is if it improves the value of the house, it can affect your taxes at reassessment. But I will say that storage space is going to be less valuable than finished living space. But nonetheless, you know, when it comes to reassessment, it probably will make some contribution, but not as much as if it was finished living space.
You are tuned into the Money Pit. Up next, we're going to answer an email question about crawl spaces and whether sealing one up is something that you can do yourself. So stay with us.
You live in a money pit.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by Ryobi, manufacturer of professional feature power tools and accessories, with an affordable price for the do-it-yourselfer. Ryobi Power Tools, pro features, affordable price. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We're like having a plunger in every room. We're helpful and nearby. So call us right now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT or email us by logging on to moneypit.com and clicking on Ask Tom and Leslie.
All right, here is one from Billy in Burbank, Illinois, not California, Illinois. He writes, I would like to seal my crawl space myself. I'm having a problem finding a place to purchase the heavy-duty liner. Everywhere I've called wanted to do it for me and at a price way out of my range. Please help.
Well, Billy, there are a couple of things you need to think about when it comes to sealing up your crawl space. First of all, before you even go down there, I want to encourage you to look at the foundation perimeter and make sure your gutter system is clean. Make sure the downspouts.
Try to keep that excess water out of there.
Yeah, you know, if you keep the water away from it, that means that all that much less water and moisture and humidity is going to find its way down to the crawl space. So look at the grading. Make sure the soil is sloped away. Look at the gutter system as well. After that, finding this material, it shouldn't be that hard. It's simply Visqueen. It's plastic sheeting, like plastic drop cloths. It's available in large rolls at home centers. And the goal here is to try to put it in with as few seams as possible. Normally, you can get this stuff in a width of around 12 feet and sometimes up to 20 feet. It's folded on the roll and you unfold it in the crawl space.
We would encourage you.
Yeah, we would encourage you to put in as few sheets as possible with a big overlap. And you want to go all the way edge to edge on the crawl space floor. Now, the other thing that you're going to want to do is make sure you have enough crawl space vents. You're going to have at least one or two on each side of the house, and they need to stay open for most of the year. The only time we recommend...
Is there a rule for the amount of vents per square footage that you should know about?
There is. And generally, you're going to have a one vent for about every 600 to 800 square feet of floor surface down there. But what I would recommend is you want to have one or two vents on every side of the foundation, and you keep them open except in the very coldest months. So maybe January, February, perhaps December, you close them. But for the rest of the year, leave them open so you always have clean, dry air going through the crawl space and ventilating out that moisture.
All right, Billy, that should help to get the job done for you, by you, just the way you wanted to do it.
Well, technically, it's been spring for almost a month now, but it seems only recently that it's finally starting to actually feel like spring where we are. If that's the case for you, too, it's time to get your yard ready. And Leslie is going to tell you how right now in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
That's right. Even though it might not feel like it everywhere, it is officially spring. So let's get that yard and garden bed ready for it. If you've placed mulch on your flower beds to help protect those garden beds from old man winter, now is a great time to gradually start removing that old mulch, and this is going to allow the warmth of the sun to reach that soil and help get things growing under there. If you live in warmer parts of the country where the mulch is pretty much continually there to provide moisture all year round, you want to start to refresh those upper layers to keep those beds really thriving. And you also, at this time of year, want to make sure to trim back any winter shrubs or plant growth to make sure that you're making room and preparing for that burst of growth that's about to happen. I know it looks a little desolate right now, but believe me, it's about to start blooming, so enjoy it.
In any moment now, it's going to start to bloom. I know. You know, it smells like it. You can smell it in the air, and it's ready to rock. Hey, would you like more tips like that one? Well, they're available at moneypit.com. In fact, you can sign up for our tip of the day. We actually give you a very simple piece of HTML programming. If you have your own website, you can put it on your website, and it will give you a new tip every time you go there. It's all available for free at moneypit.com. There's also a month-by-month home maintenance calendar, which will help you always stay on top of those jobs that you need to do. And remember, you can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We were always there. This show goes off the air, but it's always online, always lots of stuff happening at our website at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone. 888-MONEYPIT.